genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Oh, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
We're turning now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're live every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. You can also hear us streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura County. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is smart radio with sharp questions aimed at intelligent guests. It's talk radio done right for the 21st century. If you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008, or if you're outside of the area code, it's area code 805-639-0008. Every show has a theme, but before we get to today's theme, I want to remind you to take the poll that is up on my website. It's a real simple multiple choice question. I ask you, who had a greater impact on U.S. history? Was it Martin Luther King or was it Cesar Chavez? You can take the poll. Once you vote, you'll get to see what the intermediate answers are, the intermediate results are. I'll announce the overall results of the poll on Thursday's show. Every show does have a theme, and today's theme is success. Each of my guests will describe their path to success and will offer lessons we can all learn. My first guest is one of the top book publicists in the United States. We're going to talk about what it takes to be successful in publicity in the 21st century. My second guest's life was suddenly changed forever when an impaired driver hit her head-on in an automobile crash, leaving her paralyzed. We'll discuss overcoming adversity, as she did, and talk about her plan, crashing into destiny. My third guest came from humble beginnings in a verbally abusive home to reach the pinnacle of success in her field. She'll share her secrets of changing your life from her book, Success Against the Odds. And as always, if you want to join in the conversation or ask a question, you can call us at 639-0008. Brad Butler is an account executive with Promotion in Motion down in Los Angeles. They're one of the top book publicity firms in the United States. He wrote a book back in 1988, World Flight Over Russia, and he can tell us about that during the course of our interview, but that's what got him into the world of publicity. He's been working for Promotion in Motion for 7 years, and he was recently elected to the presidency of the Book Publicists of Southern California, joining us from Southern California. Hi, Brad. How are you today?
Good morning, Bill, and how are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Thanks for being a guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. And it has been a rapidly changing world, this whole world of publicity in the 21st century. All sorts of new tools that are out there that make it easier for the layperson to get publicity and really to become successful in his or her chosen field. So just looking back over your seven-year career, comment on what have been some of the major changes in the publicity that you've seen just in that short period of time?
Well, yeah, I mean, it goes without saying that in a short span of time, things have become altered dramatically, especially when you talk about book publicity. Not only is it, you said, the layperson can actually sit at their computer and generate a buzz if they're diligent and they are clever, but getting your book published as well. The technology is raced forward that now a lot of people don't bother going to publishers anymore. There's a real new outfit out there called CreateSpace by Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Is a new self-publishing arm of Amazon that's fantastic. I got three clients that I'm interfacing with CreateSpace with, and they've come up with a great formula. Great customer service, great technology, and it's amazing. But, of course, it's the Internet is really what's changed it. And then you also have this, if you talk about talk radio, like what you're in, there's been a consolidation with a lot of stations changing quite a bit. So that is kind of thrown a monkey wrench into what we do, although we book a lot of guests all over the country on radio. But, of course, we have to look at social media. And I know you're involved with the social media. That's really been the big one in the last, say, 3 years. I didn't embrace it at first, but now I was forced to, you know, a couple, 3 years ago, and now I'm really in deep with it.
All right,
it's fantastic.
My guest is Brad Butler. Now, Brad, there's so much in that last answer. I want to go back to the self-publishing, the number of titles that were published. My data's old, but back in 2010, there were 435,000 new books that were published. Some of them were published by traditional publishers. Others were self-published, as you said, using CreateSpace and some of the other self-publishing vehicles that are out there. In a world that you work in, which is the publicity world, when you've got 435,000 new products being introduced each year, how do you get buzz when there's just so much noise of other people publishing books during the same time period?
Well, it's a blizzard out there. There's no doubt about it. And to create a buzz on the internet or within talk radio is more difficult, undoubtedly. But what you have to do is I tell clients, we have to use all the different tools at our disposal. For instance, one aspect that a lot of people use is the internet news release services that are out there. I have a number of clients with this outfit called Expert Click out of Washington, D.C. And it's a reasonably priced service. If you use it right, you can get a lot of action through Google News. You put out these news release services about the author, about their media events, about what's important with their book. And, in fact, my travel client, I used this internet news release service in August to announce the launching of a new ship in Cambodia. And a British writer saw the release. He's stationed in Cambodia in the capital, in Phnom Penh. He has river cruising Mekong on his Google alerts. He saw the release about the impending launch of the new ship, and he contacted me and said, I want to go on board, I want to tour the ship, I want to do a story, and I was like, fantastic, that's beautiful. So we arranged for him to be on the dignitary cruise. He didn't go on the cruise, but when the ship was in Phnom Penh, he interviewed all the dignitaries, all the higher-ups in the company, and 2 months later, there was a feature article in the International Herald Tribune, which is the global edition of the New York Times. Now, that was a 3.5-month process, but it happened, and the responsibility lays with the Internet News Release Service. So that is a great tool that I use, and it has been yielding me some great benefits.
Well, let's talk about some of these time frames, because that story in and of itself really highlights some of the, I guess, challenges that anybody doing their own publicity faces on a day-to-day basis, Brad. Because if you put something up on, and the service that you use is Expert Click, mm-hmm. and you don't see an article appear in the International Herald Tribune until 4 months later, how dejecting, how discomforting is that for clients that are doing it themselves that don't really understand the timelines involved in getting high-quality publicity?
Well, yeah, it is, and I hear it all the time from them. Oh, well, what is it getting me? What is it getting me? And I tell them, listen, this is just another tool in the box. And part of the internet game is pumping content on a regular basis. And the way I tell them to look at these internet news releases is because you design it so that it's search engine friendly, so you build in your keywords, you mention the name of the book or the company a few times, you try and build in some celebrity stuff so that it might get hits. And I tell them, think of it as a free-floating ad out on the internet waiting to get hit on a related subject search. You don't know if it's going to get hit today, tomorrow, next week, or in, because they stay online indefinitely. So I tell them you can't expect something concrete every time you put something out, but you never know. You have to throw it against the wall and see what sticks and see what you can get. And then once the news release is generated, it automatically goes through 5 of my Twitter accounts that I run as a PR person. It generally goes through the client Twitter account, and those are automatic feeds that are set up through an outfit called twitterfeed.com. And then manually it's put through Facebook, and it's put through a thing called StumbleUpon, which is also a social networking site, which has been yielding me fantastic results lately. I did something last Friday. Here's a perfect example. I got a client who wrote a bunch of mystery novels. They're kind of like supernatural mystery thrillers.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw a video of these monster waves in Tahiti. And it had great music, and it was really well done. And so I put the video in the release, and I said, Eli just thinks these are a supernatural phenomenon and inspirational. I did that on Friday as a lark. It was just something I thought up, and I said, okay, what the heck, let's try it. That release got 10,000 hits. It's the most amount of hits I've had of any release ever.
10,000.
I've been doing these for 5 years. So you never know. You have to look at things differently. And I saw that video on Facebook, on my Facebook account. Somebody posted it. I went and found it on YouTube, created a release about it. Boom. I don't know if it's going to get him anything, but there's a lot of people looking at that release, and all his information is on it.
Wow. My guest is Brad Butler. He's an account executive with Promotion in Motion in Los Angeles. We're talking about success in publicity in the 21st century. Now, Brad, that 10,000 hits is a staggering number.
That's
I'm awed by that. But let's talk about the role that social media played. You threw out some names there. You threw out Twitterfeed.com, stumbled upon, which is one of those consolidator sites. How do you use social media with your customers? And besides the one example of 10,000 hits, what are some other examples of successes that you've had in PR using social media?
Well, here's another good example. The thing with Facebook is it's a very personalized type of social media. So you don't know really, there's a lot of noise on Facebook that is worthless in terms of what I do. You know, because people put stuff up, hey, I'm going to get a tuna sandwich, hey, and you're like, oh, great, I need to know that. But that's what Facebook is all about. I had, through Facebook, a woman who writes for an outfit called Family First. It's an online magazine mm-hmm. with family issues. She saw one of my news releases through our Facebook connection, and she ended up doing a half a dozen articles for us on her. She's got a high traffic website. It's family oriented. We got her a bunch of stuff by Travel Client and others, all got articles on there. And then what I did was I took the articles, made them into news releases 2 weeks later so that it gets additional coverage. And then you put that through all your social media and you hope that someone else might see it. So those are the things you have to try and do. You know, and I've also had radio people that have seen stuff on Facebook that have called us and booked clients as well.
Oh, that is good. My guest is Brad Butler. So, Brad, all of this really points out that you as a professional publicist know all of the angles. People that are trying to do it themselves, what are some of the pros and cons of working with a professional publicist such as yourself?
Well, you know what it is? You got to tell them to try and look at something from many different ways. Because, as you know, when someone calls you to be on your show, you say, what's the story? Tell me. I need a story. You know, you can't just throw this out there and think that I'm going to fall in love with you. So you have to be able to present yourself in a way that's quick, and you have to be different, and you have to find a story that is compelling. And look at things from different angles. That's the only thing I can say is you have to look at things, and also look at news stories that relate to your expertise or your topic, and see if that's something that you can use to approach the media and say, I know about this. Here's a great news story that's huge right now. I can comment about this. And you can also use that with your news releases, where you're commenting on news. This gets you out there and will hopefully bring you stuff as an expert in a certain discipline.
Brad, how much time do you spend on a daily basis going through the news, looking for those hooks that apply for your customers?
Well, there's you go through Google News and all this Fox News and all those places, Yahoo News. But the best thing is a shortcut is Google Alerts. You go to Google Alerts and you say, I want to get a daily blast of all the news stories on health, food health, or, exercise health. And then every day you get an email with a rundown of all the stories related to your topic. So this gives you stuff without you having to troll. Now, I spend a lot of time looking at news sites because I need to see what's out there. And I also have four computers on my desk, and three of them are streaming talk radio all day, every day, with shows like yours so I can see what people are talking about.
Wow. I mean, so you're streaming all different shows from around the country using it, just like you can stream my show on brainstormingonline.com.
You're tied
into these others around the country. My guest is Brad Butler. He's an account executive with Promotion in Motion in Los Angeles. We're talking about success in publicity today. Brad, if you had some advice to give to somebody who's trying to promote their own business, their own project, whatever it might be, what would that single bit of advice be for the wannabe publicist?
Well, before I go into that, there's one other thing that I should talk about, and that's video, of course.
Oh, okay.
People
talk about
have
video.
To create video. I take radio shows like yours, and I create videos out of them, and you have to put a lot of video out there as well. What I would say to people who want to get publicity, there's a lot of tricks out there. It's good to have someone that can help you along the way. Don't think the world's going to rush to your doorstep just because you think you have the world's greatest book or you're the smartest person in the world. We had some brilliant clients who were absolute duds on the media or on radio shows like yours. They think they're so good, and they're not. So you have to get training to be a good guest. You have to have some help to see the angles within a story. And even if you only get help for a couple months and then you think you know enough, you know, to go on your way, that's fine. But you really, the learning curve can be a long one. And then by the time you get up to speed, you know, your book might be stale or people don't want to touch it because it's been out for too long. So you got to hit the ground running with your website and all your social media and your video. And of course, when you're talking about calling the media, it's follow-up, follow-up, follow-up. We sometimes spend 10 or 20 phone calls to get a story in a newspaper or a radio date, you know? So it's a lot of chasing, and it can be rather disconcerting. You have to have a thick skin, and you have to be prepared to get a lot of rejection.
And that's the case with all publicists. They are prepared to do that for you. My guest has been Brad Butler. He's an account executive with Promotion in Motion. Brad, if people are intrigued by what you have to say, maybe they want to learn more about you, learn more about the video that you can put out on the Internet and some of the other topics that you talked about, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
Well, we have our website. It's promotioninmotion.net. And I've been building that website now for about 5 years. I didn't know anything about web building, and I just sat down and started doing it. And now my website's 600 pages.
Wow.
So promotioninmotion.net, that's promotioninmotion.net. And we're in Hollywood. Irwin Zucker is my boss. He's really well-known within the publicity community. So you can do a Google search, Irwin Zucker, Promotion in Motion, and you'll find us. And we'd love to talk to you, you know, give you some tips and see if we can help you out in any way.
Oh,
not just for books. We do corporate PR as well. And we promoted movies in the past.
And that is important to know. Brad, thank you so much for being my special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Take care.
Take care.